I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Chhattisgarh state has passed a revised anti-conversion law despite protests from the minority Christian community. Believers often find these laws used against them. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says that the new law outlines stricter fines and prison sentences. Conviction of a mass conversion could even carry lifetime imprisonment.
They define mass conversion of two or more persons in a single event. Even two people, say husband and wife from the same family, you know, deciding to follow Christ at a single event. This now becomes a mass conversion.
The law comes at the same time that India's Supreme Court is reviewing the constitutionality of anti-conversion laws nationwide. That future verdict could bring relief, but the process has been slow. Pray for endurance for India's believers as they continue to share the gospel. And Farms International is helping to provide individuals the means of self-support. Scott Clifton says their recent and upcoming work includes agricultural training in Honduras, a new program in Southeast Asia, and efforts to expand their presence in sub-Saharan Africa. Farms works through local churches to provide microenterprise loans, as well as technical support and spiritual training. However, in order to qualify for a loan, an organization must support the global church, local ownership, and livelihood development.
And we can see, if we remove any one of them, how that has the potential to negatively impact our ultimate goal. So when those three things intersect, that's really where Farms see ourselves participating in the context of development and ministry around the world.
We'll connect you to Farms in the full story at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.